It's Monday, the 1st of February, 8 a.m. Overcast, strong winds, rain. And yesterday was a stinker the other day. Apparently, we've got number 8 storm heading our way. Storm Henry. We just had Gertrude last week. In fact, not even a week ago. Gertrude just cleared off 2 or 3 days ago. Now we've got Henry coming in. What the hell's going on with the world? All this rain is depressing. I mean, not rain on its own. Rain on its own, well, yeah, if you get too much it is, but this driving rain, strong winds and rain, that's the killer. That's where people don't want to go out. Not nice at all. At least with just straight rain, you can put a hat on or a brolly up or something. There you go. So another, we're going to have another wee stinker a few days, I guess. Today is also the beginning of the audio month, February, February. Daily topic for the month of February, and post it up with the hashtag February. Just thought I'd mention that. I thought was a good sleep last night. Only up to the toilet once, and by the time I was absolutely desperate to get back out of bed, it was just about 7 o'clock. So yeah, so I didn't get up. I just lay there for about 30 seconds and the alarm went off, so that worked out well. Other than that, I'm feeling okay. Well, I have to say that getting up to this kind of weather is really an expression that I don't like using. I think it's a kind of vulgar expression, but I'll use it this morning because the weather is pretty much crap. I have to think of if that was an acronym for the weather, what would crap be? Constant rain and... Can anyone think of a word beginning with P that would indicate or be applicable to strong driving winds or storms? So, constant rain and... Mrs. Blackbird, I don't know what the hell she's doing this morning, but she's hopping right along the grass, right along the garden, and hopping all the way back and below the bush. She's done that 3 times since I came out. I have no idea what... Oh, wait a minute, there's a hen, there's another hen blackie in there. And that's what she's doing, she's chasing that out of the garden. That must be a hen, I have to tell from here. It'll be beak and claw if it is, if that stubborn one doesn't go. Anyway. So I'm feeling okay this morning. Actually, I'm feeling pretty okay. I'm trying to get myself really motivated. Well, see, this is the thing about the weather too. Because all those plants... She's off again. Oh no, that's another blackie. All those plans that I had, and had actually begun for outside around the house. I'm sorry, I'm being distracted by these two hen blackies. What's going on here? Chance. Yes, all those plans that I had great motivation for and actually begun for outside and around the house, I've been put on hold something because of the weather from that one good day. And not only that, the other motivational plan I had was to get back on the bike. I've had bike in my brain for the past week. I've been watching YouTube videos, I've been planning, noting down bits and pieces I need to get, new shoes, etc. Even thinking about the old routes that I used to run, and looking forward to getting back out on those. And what can you do when the weather's like this? I mean, look, I'm not a young man. I'm not the hardy bugger I used to be. I know it is a state of mind, I know, but I used to cycle right through a winter about 5 years, 6 years ago. I cycled right through a winter. Didn't matter what it was, unless it was snow, of course, or deadly ice, you know, I didn't. But rain, yeah, just got out now. So I've been motivating myself, but this weather, I mean, going out, so because the weather's been so rubbish, I haven't been buying the stuff I need, the new shoes and gloves and things like that. I haven't been buying them, I've been looking at them, you know, researching, pricing, the benefits, the qualities, all that kind of stuff. But on top, it's like sit and say, why are you going to spend money on something that's just going to sit there until you get decent weather? Because you're not going to go out in that. You know, I've got to watch. If I get, like, Big Rick, Richard Hillock, one more. Rick went out cycling on one of these miserable days and came back with a chest infection. Well, that would be me, and I can't afford to have chest infections. If I get one, I'm floored for weeks. I just can't afford to have one. So, you know, pretty paranoid about people talking to me when they're, you know. You know what I really hate? I mean, hate's a strong word, but I really do hate this. It's when someone's been talking to you face to face for about 5 or 10 minutes and then suddenly say, you know, I've been murdered with the flu for the past couple of weeks. Or, you know, and you go, oh God, why didn't you say it right at the start? You've just been blowing stuff into my face, you know. And then all day after that, I'll be paranoid. Have I picked it up? Am I going to go down now with a chest infection? Oh my God. People are so ignorant. I mean, ignorant in the sense that maybe they're not intentionally being ignorant, but my God, if you've got the flu, I do that. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I do that. If I've got a bad cold or a flu, I'll actually say to people, look, I've choked souls, it'd be better to stay back. I just be upfront about it. But far too many people just like to talk to you face to face for ages, and then as you leave, by the way, I've been choked. What the hell? Tell me first, then I can sit further back, you know? Sorry, that was a wee bit of a rant, but I had to come out. So pretty much this weather is putting the dampers in. That's not really intended to be a pun, but it's put the dampers on everything outside the house, and being inside the house isn't fun. I mean, there's things you can do, but I tend to walk around in circles, you know, chasing your tail. Outside in the nice, calm, dry, fresh air, motivation to build sheds, to tidy the garden, to get on the bike, to do all those things. Just, you can have all the bloody motivation you like, but unless the weather helps you a bit, man, just sit down. And since that storm's just on its way, that means that I can chuck any plans away for the next few days outside. Super duper. Yes. Super Bloody duper. That hen Blackie, she's determined. She hops away to the far end of the garden and the Mrs. Blackbird goes about her business at this end. And then she comes hopping all the way back to below the spirea bush. And Mrs. Blackbird spots her and hops over. Doesn't really chase her, just lets her know, right, we're up. And she hops all the way back to the end of the garden. And then she hops all the way back again. Maybe try to wear Mrs. Blackie down. I don't think she will. Right. Sod it all, and sodden weather. And that's a pun, and that wasn't intended either. As I look around, up the side of the house, plans to get all that stuff in a new shed that can't be built. The place for the shed, all clean, spick and span, ready for erection. Can't be done. Could build it in the garage, but then there's no way I'd get it round from the garage to even in sections. It's just far too heavy. Ah, well. We shall see.